everyone. Welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Marky Mark Slamilton.
Yeah, what is going on over here?
Well, I'm just relishing in the fact that I have both of our titles.
Yeah, well, we talk about who won the title at the end of the show.
Yeah.
Well, we changing shit up?
Until then, I'm still the champion.
Okay.
Heel Slamilton?
Heel Slamilton all the way.
Wow, you're as cool as... You're as cool as Roman Reigns.
You want to know how I'm going to prove I'm a heel?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take the leftovers of that sandwich home. Heel move!
Heel move. Look, I was Andy Two Belts when Becky had both belts. You're Eric Two Belts when Roman Reigns has two belts.
That's the first three belts.
No, that's not true.
I was the last three belts.
Possibly.
Were you ever a three belt?
Huh?
Was he ever a three belt?
He was a three belt, yeah.
Was the first and the third and the fourth.
But you were the second.
No.
The second's almost just as good.
No.
Yeah, sure.
The first.
I was the first.
You won it before there was a real title and you counted it.
There were
three. Then when we actually had a real title is when I won.
Three titles.
Andrew was like AEW pay-per-view champion.
Kind of, yeah. And he held it up.
I had a title.
He said, I think Jericho wins. And then he was the champ.
Yeah.
Andy three belts.
I'm a genius. All right. WrestleMania Backlash.
Backlash.
WrestleMania Rematch.
Rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch after rematch.
Four rematches.
You know, was it as bad as we thought?
Sure.
Let's find out. Spoiler alert.
Yes. Right. Okay.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Some of the matches were good. I think... the best match kicked off the show, right?
I think so.
Probably Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
WrestleMania rematch.
Run it back. WrestleMania run it back.
Right.
Yeah, they should just call it WrestleMania rematch.
Yeah.
That should be the name of the pay-per-view.
Seriously.
Correct.
It's already got WrestleMania in there, so who cares?
Yeah.
Yeah, this was good. Just the ending was a little disappointing, but the rest of the match was good. Cody went for the Cody Cutter. But Seth pushed him out of the ring.
Yeah.
Rollins went for the Phoenix Splash, but Cody moved and hit a super kick. And then Seth hit the superplex off the top rope and went for the Falcon Arrow, but Cody countered with the Crossroads.
Oh.
That might have been best move of the night.
Yeah,
I thought that was really good.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
Cody went for the pin, but Seth's leg fell on the bottom rope. It was very similar to when Pac, formerly known as Neville, like, did his red arrow on Seth, but then his foot just, like, fell on the bottom rope.
Yeah.
It was like Seth Rollins almost lost the WWE Championship to Neville.
Yeah.
He was that close.
Neville. And that's when he was wearing a cape.
That's when Neville was a superhero.
Wow, yeah. It's a game of inches.
Yeah. Seth hit a pedigree, but Cody kicked out. Then Seth started doing Dusty Rhodes' punches.
That was fun.
But Cody hit a Crossroads and went for another, but Seth raked his eyes. And, you know, it was a good match, just like their original one.
Right.
But this one ended in a...
Roll up.
Counter, roll up,
win.
And Cody pulled the tights.
Right.
He did. Well, Seth pulled them first.
Yeah, but still.
Stuck his finger
pull
in his
the
butt.
Tights. Like, you beat him legitimately at WrestleMania.
Right.
And now it's a roll up for the second one?
Sure.
I don't get that at all. It makes more sense to do the roll-up first, which I don't like. You know, it's WWE. They do so many fucking roll-ups. But you just destroyed that pen.
It exploded.
But yeah, it's just, you know.
It was probably a B-plus match, but with the ending, I might have to go, like, B-minus or C-plus.
I'd go B-minus.
B.
B?
I think it could have been, like, an A-minus if they didn't, if it had a good ending.
Right.
Sure.
But a roll-up with these two guys? Fuck off.
Why'd you break this
pen? We don't have to rebuild the pen right now.
I have to rebuild this pen.
We don't have to rebuild
it. Okay, so what are we giving it?
I would say a B-minus, since we have two B-minuses and a B.
Just give me like 5 minutes.
B-minus for the match. B-minus for the show. Next match up, I believe, was AJ Styles.
No.
Nope.
Next match was Happy Corbin.
No.
Nope.
All
right, so Bobby Lashley versus Omos.
Almost.
The Nigerian Giants.
Yeah, yes. That's what he goes by now.
We learned that tonight.
That's his name.
Was he like the Nigerian Nightmare? Anyone?
Yeah.
Christian Okoye?
Right. And, you know, their first match, like, let's be honest here. Their first match was terrible at WrestleMania.
Yes. Okay.
But this one was also terrible. And longer.
Correct.
Longer than the WrestleMania.
Like 4 minutes longer.
Match. Yeah. What the hell?
It's always awkward when Bobby Lashley, this giant of a man, if you like in real life, he's just like this alien almost. He's so big. It's awkward when he has to work small. Like
right.
He's the right. small guy, like doing drop kicks, and it's like, well, I guess I have to do a moonsault off the top rope. I don't know how right. to beat this guy.
Right. Hurricane Rana.
This was a snooze fest.
It was.
I think it was like 9 minutes, but it felt like 29 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Horrid.
And then MVP hit Lashley with his cane, and then Omos won with his two-handed choke slam. And I think Omos busted a nut when he was pinning Lashley.
I think he did.
Because he was like in missionary position.
Yeah. It's his
like,
favorite.
And he held like one leg up, and I'm fucking you missionary style.
Yeah.
Good thing Lashley's so flexible.
That's why. That's what he whispered into his ear.
So but I like weird. That, you know, again, they're heels, but Omos is 7-3, and he needed MVP's help to win.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Explain that, please.
This is like his first big win, right? Omos?
Yeah.
Like, sure.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Superstar?
Because he was in a tag team for so long, and then he just... kind of squashed jobbers. I mean, he beat AJ Styles in basically a squash match when they broke up. They broke up. They had one match, and then the feud was over.
Yeah,
but yeah. This was bad.
What'd Seth think about it?
This is bullshit.
Yeah.
This is an F for me. D minus. What do you guys want to say?
F.
It's a garbage. Garbage fire.
This, you know, like, yeah, okay, I get it. He's a giant. But if he has zero talent, then you're just Giant Gonzalez.
Yeah, correct.
Mm-hmm. And there's no point. You can't do it. Like, at least Big Show had talent. Big Show could actually wrestle. Yes, he wrestled for maybe 5-7 years longer than he should have.
Correct.
But, like, before that, he actually could work and do and be athletic.
Yeah.
Like, Omos can't. He's terrible. He's the Great Khali. He's Giant Gonzalez. He's, like, you know? They can't work. It doesn't work.
It
and they
doesn't
can't work.
Work.
It's big guy backlash.
Big guy backlash.
Yeah.
Next up, we have AJ Styles versus Edge. AJ sold his injured shoulder the entire match.
Yeah.
Edge removed the turnbuckle as AJ gave him a German suplex. Edge then later went for a spear and hit the exposed turnbuckle, and AJ pinned him, but Edge kicked out. Edge hit a spear that they missed. Like, we didn't see it at first.
Yeah, they had to show us again.
And they showed us a replay, but AJ kicked out of the spear. Then AJ hit the Styles Clash, but he took too long to make the pin, allowing Edge to kick out. And then Damian Priest came out.
Oh.
Even though he's barred from ringside.
Huh.
So shouldn't Edge just be disqualified right then and there?
Correct.
Bad move, ref.
Like, that's the rule. It's like the one rule that they have for this match.
Right.
Bad ref.
Damian Priest is barred. If he's barred and there's no repercussions for him coming out, why even bar him in the first place?
Correct.
And he was like showing like a line. Like he's like, I didn't cross the line. Dude, you're ringside.
You're there.
Right.
You're closer than 99% of the fans.
Then Finn Balor attacks him from behind, throws Damian Priest in the ring.
Right.
You crossed the line.
Yes. You're literally in the ring, my guy.
Right.
So then while all that's happening, the ref is distracted by Priest and Balor. A mysterious person in a hoodie and Rhea Ripley pants knocks AJ Styles off the top rope.
I wonder who he could be.
Oh, my
who
God.
Are you?
Yeah, Byron Saxton. Who is he?
Who is this guy? Who is this person who's definitely a man?
What's Rhea Ripley's nickname?
The Nightmare?
The Nightmare.
Yeah.
On her pants... on this mysterious person's pants, it said Nightmare. Come on. Like, okay, I picked Rhea Ripley. We all figured, you know, that it was possibly going to be Rhea Ripley. There's been rumors for months that she's going to join Edge. So we pretty much knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
But they put her in a hoodie and wanted us to think it was a man. Then don't put her in the fucking Rhea Ripley pants. Does she have no other pants to wear?
Any other black pants. Leather,
like
sweatpants,
denim.
Black baggy pants.
Anything.
So that maybe we could think it's a guy. Because she is tall, baggy pants, not her fucking Rhea Ripley tights.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad she's in this stable now, but that was such a fuck up.
Right.
To make it this mystery. Just have her run out. She's in the Rhea Ripley pants. You can see Nightmare.
They were, like, overplaying it. They're like, wow, look at the cock on this guy. Can't wait to see who he is.
Well, what an
Adam's apple at all.
The Adam's apple is huge.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she knocks AJ off the top rope. Edge makes AJ pass out with a crossface. You know, once you do the crippler crossface, that's, you know, that's your heel.
Ultimate heel.
For life.
And then Rhea Ripley reveals herself, and she's got jet black hair.
And
Look at her. My God.
Bottom left?
Sure, yeah. Well, she used to have it, and she looked good.
Well, yeah. She's so cute.
Jet black hair! What's that Jet song, right?
Cold Hard Bitch?
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, all right.
So, B minus?
C?
Yeah? What made it that low?
I don't know, it was just... average match. Because
Damian Priest came to the ring in a match he was barred from?
Yeah.
C plus or B minus?
All right, we'll split the difference. C plus.
Okay.
And we were at a D plus, so we'll just be at a C.
Next up, we have Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair. I quit match for the SmackDown Women's Championship. The only title match on the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Commentary told us, I think, 20 times explained.
22.
How to win this match. They're like, you know, you can only win by saying the words, I quit. Yes. And then we have the ring announcer. She's like, it's an I quit match where the only way you can win is an I quit. And then Pat McAfee's like, yeah, well, you have to make your opponent say I quit. Michael Cole's like, yep, you have to say I quit to win the match. Let's ask this fan ringside. Hey, fan, how do you win the match? The fan's like, I don't know. Can you tell me? I'm a fucking idiot. Like, oh, you fucking idiot. You have to say I quit.
Submit, maybe.
You piece of shit.
Count out, only count out.
You have to snap your opponent's neck.
I was drunk.
Yeah. And I know Ronda Rousey, you know, she has a Twitch stream. She loves video games. I didn't know she loved Minecraft. She had Minecraft gear.
Yeah.
Like, even the Minecraft letters for baddest and, like, I was like, is that Minecraft? And then I looked it up, and everyone's like, yeah, Minecraft gear.
I was thinking Roblox, but either way, right?
Not Roblox.
Same difference.
It's Minecraft.
Yeah.
I used to think those were the same game.
No, I know.
And then I saw Leo play enough of it, but, yeah, Minecraft, I couldn't get into it.
No.
I can't get in them. It's too much of a kid's game. Like, it really is.
And that's what she chose.
And that's what she plays, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Flair gave Ronda a stiff German suplex early in the match.
Stiffy. A stiff German.
We have lots of kendo stick shots. Ronda had one, and then Charlotte left to bring out two, and it's like, oh, I've got
two's
two.
Two's bigger than one.
And then she put them together to use them as one.
And then they played that song from Star Wars Episode 1 where they're fighting Darth Maul.
Oh, Duel of the Fates?
Yeah.
And then Charlotte was like,
I love that song,
and then Charlotte was like, don't try it, Ronda. I have the higher kendo stick ground. I have the higher ground.
And Riddle's like, someone say hi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Cole made a Pete Alonso reference because Alonso hit two home runs. And he was like, oh, she's unloading like Pete Alonso.
I was like, damn.
He was like,
that's
right.
Graphic.
Yeah.
I kind of hate that I'm a fan of the same team as Michael Cole. But
you know. Right. I'm very uncomfortable with him using the term unloading.
Yes.
Unloading.
Of course.
Charlotte grabbed a camera and threw it at Ronda. They fought in the crowd. And Flair grabbed some water from a plant. Not an actual plant, like a
like a fan
a
plant.
Fan plant.
Yeah. Not like a ficus tree.
She threw it in Ronda's face, and Ronda acted as if it was like acid that fucking scarred Two-Face.
Yeah.
Like, oh my eyes, oh God. Charlotte powerbombed Ronda on the barricade. Ronda locked in the armbar as Flair hung upside down on the turnbuckle.
Yeah, her foot got stuck. I thought this was gonna end here.
Yeah.
And she put her in the armbar, and then she kind of was opposite herself. Bret Hart used to put people in the sharpshooter kind of like this
right.
when he went heel. And I thought, okay, end it like this because it's an I quit match.
Yeah.
But no, they needed 5 more minutes to do it right. somewhere else.
There was a little kid in the front row wearing a Fiend mask that we pointed out earlier. And then Pat McAfee yelled, is that the Fiend?
Yeah.
Is that the Fiend in the front row? And funny. Then you could hear Vince on the headset. And he was like,
Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah.
Might be Pat McAfee's last day.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And he's like, that's cool. Hey, Amazon, you want me for Thursday Night Football, right?
Yeah, we got you. Yeah.
They were probably like, excuse me, sir, your kid needs to remove that mask. He's like, I'm an attorney. Have a great night.
Yeah,
right.
Have a great night.
And my child's also an attorney.
Would you guys like the Fiend belt, too? Because yes. We tried to sell them for like $20,000 and no one bought one.
And we have a fucking warehouse full of them.
We tried to rip off all of our fucking marks. And even our Marky Marks were like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, we tried to say limited of 200. We made like 20,000.
There are kids in Africa wearing these belts. They need belts.
It's literally holding up their pants. Yeah. Later, Charlotte locked in the figure eight, but Ronda didn't quit and hit her with a chair. There was, like, the stuff they did to each other was good, but the awkward talking.
Right, and the dialogue was like, terrible.
Do you quit? I was like, no, I don't quit, bitch.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Right.
Bitch.
What? You know how normal people talk to each other.
Oh, you like that slap? Yeah. Bitch.
Like, what did Ronda say when she
took the end?
No, when she was taking the kendo sticks from Charlotte.
I don't know.
Like, Charlotte's like,
my penis.
Like, what are you going to do? And I'll show you what I'm going to do.
Right. Yeah, it was awkward stuff.
Plus, I quit is not about saying no. If the ref's like, do you quit? And I'm in pain. I'm not going to be like, give me the microphone. Yeah, give me the microphone.
Give me the microphone.
No. Like, I'm not going to go out of my way to say no.
Andrew,
no, I do not quit this match.
Do you?
Come back to me in 5 minutes.
No, yes. I do not. I do not. No.
And even if you said yes, it wouldn't be over. You still have to say.
No, you have to say, I quit.
I quit.
Right.
We were joking before this match started. Like, you know, what if they just do what Rock and the Corporation did to Mankind, where it's like they play the audio of Mankind. I quit! I quit! And it's for Ronda, but they don't even bother to change it. It's still just Mankind's voice. So they're like, oh, Ronda's passed out. And it's like, I quit! I quit! They're like, oh my God.
Ronda, wow.
Ronda sounds horrified.
Like, she really quits.
Terrible.
It's great.
In the end, Flair grabbed the microphone and said, Ronda, this is your last chance. Happy Mother's Day, bitch.
Oh.
But Ronda pulled her arm through a chair and put her in the arm bar. Flair wouldn't quit at first, so Ronda said, I was hoping you'd say that.
Bitch.
And I said, bitch.
You said that?
Yeah. I said that. Yeah.
I mean,
I said, hey, honey, how's it going? Yeah, we're just talking about this washing machine. This is a great washing machine.
I said,
bitch. You said that.
Yeah.
You said bitch.
You said bitch, though?
Yeah.
I like when he goes,
yeah. They go into space.
Such a good
Just go to YouTube.
Key and Peele, bitch.
Go to YouTube. Yeah, just type Key and Peele, bitch. Yeah. It's fucking hilarious.
The acapella one's really good, too. The acapella group.
Right.
That one's great.
So, finally, she turns Charlotte's arm some more, and then Flair yells, I quit.
Uh-huh.
Ronda's the new champ. And later they said Charlotte has a broken arm because apparently she's getting married to Andrade El Idiot. So that's how they wrote her off.
El Idiot getting married.
Yeah. Am I invited?
To Ashley Flair.
Am I invited to the wedding?
All right.
Is it on the beach?
Is it one of them barefoot beach weddings? Yeah.
There's no shoes allowed because I want to show off my feet. I videotaped this. Fucking poor Asian immigrant rubbing my feet for $4 an hour.
He's marrying Ashley Flair.
I give her a nice tip of my dick. Give her a nice little tap on the head with my big dick.
Yeah, I'm a widow. Get over it, freaks.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Suck my balls, just like this Asian immigrant sucked my balls.
I fucked the same woman for 40 years. I can fuck whoever I want now, freaks.
Sorry, I fucked the same woman for 40 years. Same night Owen Hart died, I fucked her brains out.
Jesus.
I said, Owen's dead, I need to fuck. I need to empty my balls in sorrow.
Get over it, freaks. This isn't a sex slave.
You are?
Oh, shit.
What? You're Robert Kraft's masseuse?
Save you.
How did this turn into Jim Ross?
I can't.
It always does.
I can't.
Because
what were we even talking about?
Andrade El Idiot.
Yeah. So, all right.
What do you want to give this match?
The moves were good.
Yeah.
The trash talk was awkward.
I'll go B.
Really? Yeah. C plus.
B Andrew. Minus.
B minus it is.
B minus.
That raised it up to like a C plus. All right.
Yeah, oh,
all right.
Fuck.
Next up, we have don't worry.
Shit.
Happy Corbin versus Madcap Moss.
Oh, okay.
This is the first non-rematch of the show.
I feel like we've seen it, though. Isn't that funny?
Right. Yeah, for sure. I mean, each match had like 10 minutes of like, here's what's been going on the past 4 months.
Right. Half the show is video package.
And it was still a three-hour
pay-per-view. We watched the entire Andre Battle Royal.
Yes.
All 20 minutes.
Jeez. Right.
The deep six is a cool move. I like the deep six.
Yeah.
And then Moss won with a sunset flip roll up.
I like to get six deep flip. Too.
Yeah.
Deep six is cool.
That's all I have.
And then Moss won with a roll up.
You guys have something else?
Two roll ups.
Oh, what about that? No.
D.
It's got to be awkward to wrestle in a Hawaiian shirt every
Straight up D.
Or suspenders and boy shorts.
Yeah.
This is a hard D.
Hard D.
Ooh.
That's soft D.
Soft D.
Soft D.
Yeah. No, I'd say hard.
It doesn't get me hard.
Hard D.
Yeah.
So back to a C minus.
Finally, we have the main event, the Bloodline versus Drew McIntyre and RK-Bro. Uh-huh. A main event fit for a house show.
Correct.
You know? Or the main event of SmackDown, whatever.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
The first half of this match was pretty slow, pretty boring.
Yeah, it was.
But then it picked up. And the last like 10 minutes or so was really good. Drew hit Reigns with the Claymore, and he was kind of like, they were both down and out, so he made the hot tag instead of pinning Reigns. And Randy Orton comes in and cleans house. Roman goes for a Superman punch, but Orton counters in midair with an RKO.
Very nice.
Jimmy super kicks Orton, but Orton shakes it off and it's an RKO, and Jay breaks up the pin. Yep. That could have been the end of the match.
It could have,
it
really.
It felt like it was there.
It felt that way, sure.
And like Orton, like kind of no-selling the super kick, and then the RKO was great.
Yeah, it's Orton week.
If you do it right.
Right, yeah. Orton month, whatever. Orton this month. Would have been the spot for him if they were going to win.
Right.
Riddle hits the floating bro, but Jay kicks out. Roman puts Drew through the announce table with a Uranagi slam. In the end, though, Riddle RKO'd Jay off the top rope, and then Roman speared Riddle for the win.
Yeah.
Making me even more perplexed as why this was changed.
Right.
To a six-man tag.
I don't understand. Roman took a beating in this match. Claymore, RKO, thrown into the steps. Just a lot of stuff happened.
But the Bloodline still wins. Why would Drew get a match? Why would Drew get a title match?
Maybe he won't.
Now.
Just because he didn't take the pin.
There's going to be Drew and Roman at Hell in a Cell for sure.
Yeah.
And then after that, maybe Cody at Summer. Maybe Cody by SummerSlam.
So he loses at SummerSlam, Roman?
Sure.
Maybe. I mean, that's what we're hoping for.
Right.
The Raw after SummerSlam is going to be here.
In Houston. Yeah. And it'd be worth going if Cody wins and then like... And then brings back the Winged Eagle belt that night. That'd be worth going to Raw just for that.
Right.
It'd be pretty great. Yeah. It's like, hey, Raw sucked, but that 5 minutes, that Cody Rhodes promo for 5 minutes when he brought out the Winged Eagle. And now we're just marking and booking ourselves into the ground right now because none of this is going to happen.
Would you want the white strap with it?
Why not?
It's a picture of Andrew and I holding up $300 titles, store book of titles. We got it!
And then he doesn't bring it up, and we're like, can we get a refund? This is bullshit. Refund.
Right. Oh, they're selling them.
We assumed. Yeah, he didn't change it. They're selling them.
Yeah.
So what would we give this match? Like, the first half was kind of boring, then it got good.
I'd give it a B.
A Roman win.
I'd give it a B.
That's fine.
Okay.
Shouldn't be a main event, though.
So really it ended as like a C.
It felt like a C. That makes sense.
Like an average pay-per-view. Better than expected, I'd even say.
Right.
Ryan. A little bit better than expected.
But still not necessarily good.
See.
So one other thing I want to bring up. On Saturday, the night before, Roman Reigns hinted at retirement at a house show in New Jersey. He said, I don't know if I'll be back here as I'm starting to work into a new phase of my career. If that's the case, I want to say thank you for all the support.
Like, why there?
So interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe he's doing his going away tour like Derek Jeter. You know, every town they go to, he's going to be like, thank you. Maybe he did that tonight.
Why? Why would
in
he
Rhode
leave
Island?
Again? Why leave again? Like, why leave?
Maybe The Rock's hooking him up. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Gross.
I mean, gross. He looks like a movie star.
Looks
and
like.
there's been plenty of people in Hollywood that can't act that become movie stars just based on their looks.
Right. Whoa.
And if Jason Momoa ever gets canceled, they could just put Roman Reigns right in that spot. Yeah. You're Aquaman. No one really can tell the difference. You know?
Fair.
Right.
Fair.
So we'll see what he means by that. There's also been reports that his contract expires like right after WrestleMania next year.
Oh, wow.
So maybe he's also just playing hardball with Vince and he's trying to negotiate. Like a lot of people do that. That's Howard Stern always threatens to retire.
Do you think they have agents?
Yeah.
Like Roman Reigns.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Like a Hollywood agent.
Yeah.
So his agent's like, he's not paying you. He's like, I'll take care of it at house.
Well, look, if he's smart, ask Tony Khan, how much are you going to pay me?
Right.
Hey, Vince, Tony Khan wants to, oh my God, here, Roman, you want my office? You want my office too?
Blank check.
You want my house? I'll give you my house. Please. Please, I love you. So yeah, he's probably just playing, you know, a lot of people, Conor McGregor always threatens to quit and retire.
Right.
A lot of, they all fucking do that. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, I'm thinking about retiring. So.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. Right.
See you, Eric.
Interesting.
Anyway, next week on the podcast. Oh, wait.
His replacement.
So, yeah. Well, I guess we just go with the second highest score on the prediction.
No, there are some interesting scores here.
Joey, second place.
Shit. I mean, third
place. Let's see.
Place.
Andrew with a whopping 48.
Hold on. I was leading the entire show
until
fucking Roman Reigns, and I don't know why I didn't pick Roman
until
Reigns.
Until Andrew didn't pick Roman Reigns.
Yes. I thought Drew would win.
Yeah. And then we had Joe, who picked Roman Reigns. But
also Corbin.
Yeah. So happy. 55 wasn't enough to cut it. So, oh, look at this. I got every match right. Yeah, and
everyone knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone knew at the beginning of the fucking show when you were holding both belts.
And still. Yeah,
we knew this.
And still.
We knew it 20 minutes ago.
Say it.
Acknowledge me.
Those ribs you made, Eric, were great.
So we can smash.
Those baby Brock ribs were great. And that is why I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight.
Killed the Joker.
And Joe's already asleep, so.
Yeah.
There we go. He's out.
Just a troll.